してきたんでしょ。
After that time, it was never resolved.
It
would be DVC. Mr. Donald was here, and he told him to look directly with you. So I never suggested writing for the DVC because it was so
The foxes and jackets. They're all in the liability?
Huh? No, in the forest, and you're attacked by toxic and jackals. They take out your flesh and bones. The white children are like that. And the center, I compare with the Sakait Chandra.
In this family, people have five activities. So, five activities mean performing at the cycle, pleasure, desire, so, as a result of five activities, how many so much? Why? How many so much?
Excuse me. No. That's in the government. 700,000.
700,000.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
$280,000.
But it's gonna fit the target at any time. So we can't withdraw it, but it's gonna be sure that we're going to do it.
We cannot spend it.
Not yet. But at least the police are not holding it anymore.
Like an onion, you know, it's going to be a very good person.
That's good. That is money safe.
Well, it sounds that way.
Huh?
Sounds that way. But if it's in a fixed deposit, then you can also use it also.
Well, fixed deposit for a month.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
So that. You are not losing the interest.
Yeah.
50% means there is interest.
Yeah.
Not upset from the printer, so the kid doesn't have the money in the bank.
Yeah.
He will be upset again so we can print books in Germany.
Also said that
if it's surrender, then there is no question about it.
Yeah, that's what they arrange. He said there won't be any problems, he can arrange it. He can get in, talk to the prosecuting attorney, set up a trial date, and that's the reason. As long as the deal comes back to the trial date. The one question that he had was, he wants to know exactly what he and Brahmananda should do, should they, he knows that he wants drug management in Europe, and he wants to know whether he's going to call back on Monday. He wants to know, he's going to call back on Monday, and he wants to find out at that time whether he and Brahmananda should take full charge in London, Paris, and Germany, or what should be done.
What is conflict or desire?
I thought I would go back and go to Germany and see the situation in Brahmananda.
Yes.
And
he has to go.
He said it wasn't fixed yet, but he was meant to let Hungary know as soon as it was done.
And he didn't think of the constitution. This is a member. Then, yes, Hungary comes home. And he was suggesting that
he said that Norman was willing to say their name if you wanted to. He said in that report that he was ready to come to Los Angeles and meet you, but if you wanted to stay there.
That I know what he said. Because the festival, he had something to go there.
And then I can meet you, sir. Did you want me to, I got the impression from Paul Hunter that you wanted me to go with me for some time.
But I want for anyone. The tendency of becoming guru is there, but after all, everyone of you should become guru. That's why immature attempt, that is my question. Everyone will become guru when he is expert disciple. But why this immature thing? Guru is not a thing, imitator. When one is mature, he becomes guru of the people. What is the answer to this? Where I'm going to come and train, he becomes guru. I'm training you all to become guru in the future. Now this is a consciousness movement. The properties and everything are in the faith with me. They will remain glad there. It requires a very mature treatment, but there has been some attempt to become guru immediately. Am I correct or not? We are also acting as guru by other brothers there also. But we never attempted during the lifetime of the human. That is not the etiquette. That is immature. And it is not the thing that by artificial attempt one becomes a guru. Guru is accepted. Some people. I pity you, sir. আমার আজ্ঞায় গুরু হইয়া ফলো মাই অর্ডার অ্যান্ড বিকাম গুরু, নট দ্যাট ইউ বিকাম গুরু। আমার আজ্ঞায় গুরু হইয়া তার এই দেশ, যারে দেখো তারে কহ কৃষ্ণ। Guru is he who has strictly followed the order of the tradition. He can become Guru, otherwise he is called Guru. Bhakti Vida and Bhakti Vida. Just a prasadana bhagavat prasadana. They are singing daily. Understand? Guru means Tintu Prabhu Jya Priya Evatas. Do you understand all these lines? You sing daily thrice. Do you understand the meaning of this word? Can anyone explain it?
Tintu Prabhu Jya Priya Evatas. There's a method they appear to Krishna.
Yes. First of all, one has to become very dear to Krishna. Then, automatically he becomes Guru. And when one becomes very dear to Krishna, then he becomes Guru. And by the mercy of that Guru, Krishna becomes mercy. These are the statements of the Shastra. Arna Kuriya Path. Holiday Guru Mukha Padma Vata.
Guru Mukha Padma Vata Kriya Hansa. Arna Kuriya Mani.
Arna Kuriya Mani. Today, whatever is here from the Guru, try to introduce it. Arna Kuriya Mani. Do not expect anything else. Whatever we are chanting, we are reading, we must realize that the Gauriya Maharaj and his sisters have become a failure on account of disobedience and not following the order. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's statement, Rahul Sudhar, Dharuha Tuta Buddhi, the final divas from the world. The Chaitanya Chaitanya statement one can become guru by the superior
Ekaha Kuru Nandana. Bahu Sakaviyana Pascha Gudayo Vyasayan Gudayo Vyasayan. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. The beloved child of the Kuru, the intelligence of those who are irresolved is many grains. A strong faith in Krishna consciousness that one should be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called jayasayatmika, intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Shraddha sabdi vishwase kahi shudhi kamishaya Krishna bhakti kela sarva karma krita hai. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligation to family tradition, humanity, or nationality. Fruitive activities are the engagements of one's reactions from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. The resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on the knowledge by which one comes to know perfectly that Vasudeva or Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As water on the root of a tree is automatically distributed to the leaves and branches, in Krishna consciousness, one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the able guidance of the spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna. And one should accept the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayer for the spiritual master as follows. Yasha prasadhad bhagavat prasado Yasha prasadhana satisutoti dhyam shivam shashaya sastrisandhyam vande guru sri charanaravinda. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should, therefore, meditate and pray for his mercy 3 times a day, and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul
beyond the conception of the body, not theoretically, but practically. When there is no longer chance for sense gratification manifested in fruitive activities. When one is not firmly fixed in mind, one who is not firmly fixed in mind is devoted by various types of fruitive activities.
To become guru is not to start following guru. You are realizing enough. Just like this, Bala Yogi, Guru Maharaj. That kind of Guru Maharaj said, anyone can become, anyone can believe. But really Guru is not like that. That is Evam Parampara, Guru. Evam Parampara.
Evam Parampara.
Through the Parampara. Young Vivek Sati Guru, Tatsumana. So, the training period to attempt to become Guru, that is not very good at all. That is attitude. At least, officially, during the lifetime of Guru, nobody should attempt like that. Really, disciples should always learn as perfectly subordinate and being disciplined. Discipline means one who is being disciplined. That is his happiness. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is God, Krishna. Still, he said, Guru Mole Mutha Vekhi, Kurila Sasam. My Guru received me as full number one. He has chastised me. And who can chastise Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that is the way of this Adhikshati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Mane Mukhade. Like, who can be Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And who is that foolish Guru who will say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a fool? But he says, and Guru Mane Mukhade, he calling the task. My Guru Maharaj saw me a full number one, and that's why he has chastised me. This is the condition of Vikas. So, one who is always prepared to be chastised by Guru, he is eligible. These attempts have been done. As I rose in the father, quite early, under the consideration of this, people let me dwell because of Guru. Similarly, Vishudama. And these attempts will not be successful, but there are some attempts like that. Such attempts will not be successful. But विचारार्थ होना चाहिए। What is your answer?
I think everybody should resolve not to do it in any form at all. I've heard complaints from other places also where some other devotees have tried to call themselves some type of a guru. Whenever I've heard that, I've been very disturbed.
He'd say that Mahaprabhu is desiring to be lower than the star on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Mahaprabhu is desiring to be lower than the star on the street. So, as one is desiring to be guru, then it's not to be the Lama Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Well, Prabhupada is, I'm just trying to clarify this, I don't want to offend anyone, is that no disciple of yours should call himself a Shiksha Guru or Shiksha Guru, am I right?
Well, everyone is engaged to become Shiksha Guru.
That
one should become perfect. The attempt is this called probational. Probational period is finished. And it's natural automatically one is not in the probational period. Very immature, that will finish. Our example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, by my own. So all my disciples are expected to become Shiksha Guru on my order, not by his own order. So that is the that I am giving sannyas, I am turning you to the concentration. So, then, that you have to carry out the order of the Guru very strictly, then you become mercy of Guru. Otherwise, it is an artificial attempt, and that kind of Guru is not heaven. Just like there are so many Gurus and avatars, and yogis are coming. All time being very sound, culture, and what is the effect? Just like this, what is that?
Guru Maharaj?
No, Guru Maharaj is later than that. Before that, there was
Bhavishya.
So what is the effect?
No one talks of him, though.
No, he is. He's making big business.
Huh?
He has made his guru into guru business, big business. He has his men go to the college where they tie and suit, and they initiate the students for $100. He's making millions of dollars by cheating and making it into a big business. He gets $100 and he gives them a special mantra, which is just one line of
that. That's why beginning by $35.
Non business.
Inflation.
Huh?
How to be a guru is going up.
We have one devotee named Bala. His friend is working for this guru, this Maharishi Yogi. So he just got one letter saying that this cheating yogi, he went to Europe and he has raised millions of dollars by initiating the students and making
the cards.
He says the letter, we do not know if it's true. 35,000 people paid $100 to get some to be cheated.
So who knows the internet, right?
One friend of our devotee, Balaka. The world of a cheater and a cheater. He's very famous because he presents his method as very scientific.
He got $1 million grant from the government. The group got $1 million grant from the U.S. government. So they presented research showing how transcendental meditation helps one to relax. So there's a big problem in America because everyone is dealing with an anxiety. And the government recognizes that anything that will help them relax, they think is very good.
So it helped $1 million run, though, so that's what the research shows.
Yeah, $1 million. He's very active on the college campus, and he's making the integrity there.
He's making millions of dollars just on the college.
Yes. Yeah. Every college has got very good displays.
Posters. Because the chant the word clean over and over again.
The chanting is there.
Yes.
For $100, they give you that word.
$10,000.
They chant for certain times of the day, so a few minutes. The chant silently is a mantra.
The chanting is there.
Yes.
So what is the difference between our and that?
It is not given by a bona fide guru.
They are also advocating meditating on void. They are advocating.
The difference is he does not give in Krishna. He does not mention Krishna. Tell them that they are all God. He is reading a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. He is in the line of Shankaracharya. He claims that he is coming from Shankaracharya. This is the 50th century.
Shankaracharya says, Bhagavad.
They have a story that Shankaracharya was not healthy when he said that. That is
the story. What kind of body? If he suggested to become unhealthy, like ordinary gear, then what kind of body?
But the reason it is popular is because each student gets the sense that he can become a god.
Very
easy. You don't have to take it serious. You don't have to give up anything.
Huh?
There's no sacrifice involved. It's a little money. You help them get all sin.
How many other people who have left him and who have realized that he will achieve? I mean, they need the initial commitment, but now that's fine whether they all realize that he will achieve.
There are some. There are
oh, many of them.
They do not consider him their spiritual master. They do not accept him as spiritual master, and they do not surrender their life to him. It is a business where they are paying money to get a mantra. They do not accept him completely as spiritual master. He is happy that way. Mm-hmm. No responsibility, just takes their money.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he? He's old.
can even enjoy his money. He cannot even enjoy his money.
He has his own jet plane.
Good as you.
But he tells his college students that if you take this process of transcendental meditation, then you will become more intelligent, your efficiency will increase, you will be able to get better grades. When you go into the business world, you will be a big success. So he is holding out the talent in front of him, and they're all crying.
It's compatible with sense gratification.
Do
you need to
listen
to your sense gratification?
Yeah. Yeah. That is very encouraging for materialistic if one is being acquired, being able to gratify your senses. Very nice. It's pleased.
And it appears he has some mystic power.
Yes. That he has.
Like the Sai Baba in India. I don't know, but I've met a lot of people who think he's an incarnation of God. Yeah, they claim that he has done some mystic.
We met one fellow. He said he is Bhagavan. He says Bhagavan means all beauty. He says yes. I said, you call him beautiful?
About 4 days ago, there was one devotee, Santosh. He was a Sanskrit editor. He was visiting books at Kennedy Airport. And one man walked up to him and said, "Hey, Krishna is sitting in the Air India lounge." So he went to the Air India lounge, and there was an old Bengali sadhu. He didn't even speak one word of English or Sanskrit. He had a big beard, and some of the 10 50 followers next to him, and one Indian businessman. And he was just a bit of chocolate to his followers. So Santosh went and sold him a book.
And he wrote.
So they were calling him to be Krishna.
How many people? Balaji also said he is Krishna.
But now his wife is suing him in the court.
Huh?
To celebrate money on his wife? Yeah. So now he's being sued by his wife in the court. And I don't know if someone told me seeing that on television. And also, various other people had financed him earlier. Now they are filing claims against him for the money. And I read in an Indian newspaper that the city of Lucknow has filed a claim against Bali Yogi because they put up his posters all over the city and they ruined the city property. So they filed 11,000 rupees claim against him, other than taking the court.
He is not considered seriously, but this other Maharishi Yogi is taken as an important teacher. And with all the money he has made, he has purchased one university in America.
Oh, really? What is the name? Parsons University in Iowa.
He has purchased the whole university to teach his nonsense.
Okay. That's big business. But the sincere soul realizes that your movement is the only genuine movement.
They say?
The sincere person realizes that your movement.
But how many sincere persons?
All the many are sympathizers.
Do they speak anything about the movement? It is already known. What do they say?
They do not understand it. They do not understand.
Hare Krishna movement.
They do not understand our movement, the purpose of it.
Bal Yogeshwar made one comment about our movement. He said that they are actually my best disciples. They love me so much and they don't even know who I am.
Yeah, he said that, I remember reading that in the newspaper. He claimed that Hare Krishna devotees are his best disciples.
They're his best devotees, but they don't know it yet.
Devotee Krishna. Best disciple does not know. And he's still his best.
So you say that someday we will realize that he is Krishna.
Does anyone become disciple without knowing Krishna? How he become best disciple without knowing him? And these things are published, people are so foolish. They have no brain to understand the sentence. He says they are my best disciple, but they do not know me. Is it a very good argument?
But he admitted his whole movement is wrong.
Huh?
No one takes him seriously anymore.
There was a fight. There was fighting between his mother and his brother on one side, and him on the other side. His mother said that he was becoming too westernized and wanted to take him back to India.
Mm.
And he said, and because he married that western girl.
Mm.
And his secretary.
And so they had a big fight. And his mother was actually the tower behind him.
Okay.
She has organized everything. And his brother, the older brother.
Mm.
So I think they went back to India and he remained here. They just
He did not go. Somebody said that he would be arrested.
Yes, I heard he can't go back because he ran away in the truck smuggling him about a year and a half ago. In fact, there was an inquiry I was told as to how did you run away.
The college students are a little afraid of us because when they see us wearing the Kirtan dhoti, I think we are introducing something which will is so different that they cannot relate to it. But these Maharishi Yogi people, they dress up in this Western clothes with a student tie.
Mm.
That is why such groups forming in this party, they also dress up in Western clothes to distribute books to the colleges. Otherwise they are a little fearful that this is something like a small
The first time I ever saw the devotee, I was shocked. I never thought this was there. And I stood there and looked for 5 minutes.
They were afraid because they think we are monks. And they do not want to be monks. They are not thinking how to become monks when they go to college. But when they see us, they are a little afraid. We are distributing lots of literature on the campuses. To give them the philosophy of the Vedas, then they will appreciate us. But just by our appearance, they are afraid that we are a threat to their Western way of life. That's gratification.
You're right.
They are also dressed like that.
Only the sannyasi generally dress in
They came to request me in the beginning that this dress will not appeal to them.
Oh.
In the dress like...
Oh, they're from Western clothes?
And I was in New York. Nityananda men came to me, one Mr. Mukherjee. So he said that this dress is not a key. The dress was like an American gentleman. So I said that to get the dress, where is the dress? I'm poor man, I cannot partake.
He wanted you to wear a suit.
Huh?
He wanted you to wear a suit.
And yes, I tell him, you can give me at least 4 nights suit. I cannot wear. I can change every alternate day. It must be nicely hung on. I know how to use this dress. Long business bag I used to.
Thank you.
But since the very beginning, I never dressed like, Kirtanam or other. The same dress as I am sitting. You are not afraid of on this day.
No. If you just give it our book sometimes, in order to approach people so they will not...
That is another thing.
Devotees are nowhere in suits and rigs and going to campuses and airports. They've already started doing it.
Okay.
So they're wearing suits and rigs to go to airports and places where they don't want to be recognized.
Every morning there's a mango feast here. King of mangoes, then? He's controlling the mango market.
The good people control the market. It seems a little warm in here. Should I open the window a little bit?
Yes.
Because we set in the Bodhi, if they do not hear of our philosophy, they think that we are renouncing the world completely and have nothing positive to offer them. That is why we can introduce the if our writers, the Bhaktivedanta, become more expert, they can.
We are not renouncing. We are actually accepting. You are renouncing. No, we are accepting the Krishna's society or Krishna's association. Krishna has got his society in Vrindavan. We are going to become one of the members of that society. But you are avoiding it. So you are renouncing. Our mission is back to home, back to Godhead, to enter into the society or associate of God. But you are avoiding it. You do not want. You want this temporary so-called society, 21 now, which will be finished within some years. But that is your ignorance. This society will not stay. How long is it in America? Still not there for many days. Then where is your position? Will you keep down? Or are you going to try to remain in this so-called society, fancy and love. You will not be allowed to stop. You will be forced to know. And we are trying to enter into the society of Krishna where everything is done. Yadgatyanani vartanti tadhyana paramam. So which is better? Your so-called society will not stay. He cannot stay here. I have been enlightened to death with acts and thoughts and moves. He will keep out. Then where will go? Ask these questions to them. When they say something, you also say something. Why you are silent? Silent means accepting his Buddha. Samma Trilakshana. If I say something, if I say you are true, But if you do not protest, if you remain silent, that is bhakti. This is the conclusion. So if there is something, say something. You say something.
But when we meet individual people, we can easily explain to them our philosophy.
That individual or collective, it doesn't matter. The argument is there. Suppose you want to stay in this dress, but you will not be allowed to stay. What is your answer? You will not be allowed to stay. You can be kicked out at any moment. In fact, you have a nice dress. Really kicked out. What is your answer to that?
The medical doctors are working to extend our lifetime longer.
In future. Then again, this is said.
But there is nothing else to that. They will say that they do not believe in an afterlife.
But after that, that's all right. But you cannot stay in this day. That is a fact. You will kick out. In spite of your intention to stay, you against your will, you will be kicked out. Then, how you are so confident? Nobody wants to be kicked out, but he kicked out. So what is that for? You may think that there is no life after death, but you want to stay in this life to the last point. Even an old man, he does not want to die. Why is he kicked out against his will? What is their hunger? Nobody in the peak in so abominable condition of life, if you go to kill him, he will protest, scream. No, don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me. Why this protest?
It's Maya.
This is Maya. It's not my answer, but what is the answer?
Everything wants to live.
Yes, it's a fact. But he sticks out. Then why doesn't he consider, what is that for? That I don't want to die, but I am obliged to die. Who is he? What is that for? Everything finished. After this, they say everything is, but this force will not be finished. The force will remain. The other divinity will remain back, build on his force. The force is permanent.
Nature,
we may call any by name, but the force is there. So, above you, there is a force. That you have to admit.
They will admit that.
Then? So, why they say that everything is supposed to be? Why do they say that everything is? That is that. But others think the force. The force is but why they say that everything is evil? But the value of this thing.
Yeah, they're false egos. They are such big false ego that they are only thinking about their self.
They have nothing instinctively. But the force is very great. That is limit. So why do you say everything?
They don't have any experience of anything that's going out of existence.
Huh?
Actually, in the material world, there's no experience of anything going out of existence. Matter is always transforming or changing. The energy is changing in different kinds of energy, but nothing ever goes out of existence. So their theory is that they're going out of existence.
Changing. That is going on in you also. You have changed so many bodies, and still, individually, you are there. Changing is going on in everywhere. That is our beginning of philosophy. The yoga from yoga. You are getting one type of body, it is changing, in the process of changing, again, you get another body, then that is also changing, but you are there, permanent. In the sky top, all changes. You are there. Otherwise, how you can know that so many changes have taken place? I am there. Because I am seeing the changes. Therefore, despite all changes, I am there, the grandfather. This is something. If we do not see changes, then what is the meaning of changes?